I guess in a nutshell, tell me what the whole thing's about.
Sure. Well, Beckenfield is the first mass participation web series where anyone can create and play a character. It is a sci-fi, it has sort of sci-fi undertones, the series itself. Viewers can actually watch the story by watching each individual character talk about what's happening in their lives. The concept of the story is that this fake town called Beckenfield, that anyone can come on and create and play a resident in this town. And the concept is the Beckenfield High School has started this project trying to get the residents to create video diaries to sort of show small town life through the eyes of its residents. So anybody comes in, plays a character, and creates video diaries based on weekly scenarios they get, secret town scenarios of different events that are happening in the town. And they create video diaries, and there's, as I say, there's sort of a sci-fi undertone going on within the piece. Viewers can just hop on and watch individual actors create their stories, or hop from one actor to another to sort of see the same events through the eyes of different characters.
Oh, cool. Yeah, so how did you guys get this idea?
Well, it actually came, again, this is Bob talking. It came from, I was an LA actor myself and a writer, and I was teaching actors, a group of working actors in Los Angeles. And a couple of them knew that I was a writer, and they approached me about possibly writing some monologues for them because they wanted to get some stuff on tape. They wanted to start kind of creating their own work on tape, and they thought the way to do that was to start with these monologues. Well, what I said to them is, I'll be happy to teach you how to do it. And so I created this series of sort of lectures on character creation in the digital age, walking them through the process of creating a character and sustaining a character on the internet. And with that, the idea of then putting that in some sort of a context where all of them could sort of interrelate, this came up at that point. And we sort of did a little test version of this in Los Angeles for about 5 weeks, and it went really well. This was a couple of years ago. But we decided, it kind of occurred to me that there could be a lot more to this. So we stopped doing it at that point, and I then started pitching it around and came to my old friend Tracy Evans in Houston, who I've worked with many times in the past, who does interactive media and has done some really innovative things in that area. And I pitched this idea to him, and he came up with this concept of this amazing website, and brought in his partner, a business partner, Biff Van Cleve, to come in and handle the business end. And together we've created this, we've taken this kind of germ of idea and turned it into this wonderful website.
Now,
what's that?
I was seeing Tracy wanted to chime in there.
Oh, go ahead, Tracy. Sorry.
So, yeah, we take the original concept of the actors doing this guided improv and added a social media aspect to it, taken a lot of the training that Bob originally created and expanded that into a library of online video tutorials on how to create your character, how to sustain a story, how to build a story arc. And we've built all these other tools that we feature in an area we call Beckenfield Backstage. This is an area, this is the private area where the actors who are participating have access to training and forums to talk and collaborate with other actors and participate in this online actor community that we are building.
Because I took a look at the website, and it looks very, very cool, I got to admit. Now, for all the, I guess, the actor types, and I have a bunch of friends like this, how easy or hard is it to set up and get going?
Oh, that's one of our goals. From the beginning, we knew this had to be simple, straightforward. Had to get rid of all the technology barriers, and as well as the creative barriers. So we've got a couple of things. I mean, we're asking our actors to bring their creativity to not only create the characters but also drive their own story, and we offer all the tools to help them get there. From the acting aspect as well as the technology. So getting started is as easy as signing up, and you are immediately dropped into the training area, and we have a wonderful character creation tutorial, which is really the heart of the program that allows you to bring things that you never thought you had to do and create your character, and not only create the character, but create the elements around the character show you how your current knowledge builds to create content for your videos. And then the technology barrier that we tackle, again, it's as easy as going to one of the pages on our website and clicking a big red button, your webcam on your laptop, or if you have any kind of webcam attached, says, okay, we're ready. Just click this to record, and you can record your video right to the website. You can also, if you have a camcorder or a cell phone or something, record your videos there and then easily upload to the site.
Oh, that's cool.
So ease of use was primary from the beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. And Lance, I mean, as you know, you're an actor yourself. We hear all the time as actors that in order to kind of take our careers to the next level, we should start creating our own content. And one of the strong reasons we created the site was to break down the barriers of creating your own content. My entire career, I produced my own one-man show and wrote and directed a lot of theater that I kept producing. And finally wrote and directed a little feature film that I self-produced. Which I'm really proud of all those things, but obviously the emotional and financial cost to all that is a huge barrier to people, not to mention the huge time commitment. So what we've tried to do with Beckenfield is break down all the barriers to self-produced content and make it so easy for actors. I had a friend who said to me the other day that you've done all the hard stuff, all that's left for us is the fun stuff.
Now, it along those lines, what other benefits do you think it might give to actors? I mean, do you see casting directors looking at these, or
say it again? I'm sorry.
Do you see maybe like casting directors going onto this site eventually?
That's a tricky question because the answer is yes, we do, but we're trying not to push that aspect of it.
Okay.
What indeed has happened, we've been in beta for less than 3 months at this point, with pretty much just kind of an invited group of test actors, and we have already seen a number of success stories. One of them posted a video and put a link on their Facebook page, and a friend of theirs saw it, thought it was so great that they recommended them to their commercial agent.
Oh, cool.
So she ended up getting a meeting from that right away. Another actress hadn't worked in a couple of years, but had been posting a lot on Beckenfield, hadn't had an audition in a long time, and said she went in for this audition and felt so confident about it because she was exercising those muscles on camera all the time, and she ended up booking a pilot in a network television show.
Wow.
Network, yeah. And she hadn't booked anything in years. And she sent me an email right away thanking me and put me up a lunch for it. So there are so many benefits, but one of the really cool things, and the thing that really, really got me going on this and still gets me juiced about it, is that actors spend so much time chasing jobs, and they get so little time actually acting. And this is such a wonderful creative outlet for them to go through the whole process and act whenever they want, from wherever they want. It really has been I've just seen one benefit after another. It's just been wonderful.
Now, I just thought of this. Now, are people able to say they create one character, but they want to maybe, you know, try something else? You know, just kind of, I don't know. Kind of like workshop a character that they're working on. You know what I mean? Are they able to have two different characters at once?
Well, the flexibility is there to change your character or do, you know, that's one of the cool things about this is watching the way the actors work with the framework we've given them. From the very beginning, actors were taking it in directions we had never imagined. Many we did imagine, and we knew the barriers they would run into. One of them is being multiple characters. It seems like a great idea at the beginning, but sustaining multiple characters is challenging at best. Uh-huh. We found that actors who thought they wanted to start out that way soon found, well, one is satisfying enough. But as far as changing your character, that's as easy as just either changing your character name and start being someone else. Or we've had a few people who have slipped into multiple personalities.
Nice.
I'll tell you why we try to discourage that.
Yeah.
It's just for one simple reason. And I discovered this right out of the gate when we did the little test a couple of years ago, is everybody wants to play twins. it's almost a default thing for actors. It really is nowhere near as interesting as the initial instinct seems to lead you to. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And at one point I was jokingly referring to this as no twins peaks. we see that impulse a lot, but once people go through the character creation tutorial,
exactly,
uh-huh. then their preconceptions about the side are changed.
Yeah.
And it becomes quite clear how to make that character work and all the creative possibilities that the site offers, and you quickly that those kind of things fall by the wayside as you really get into it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got to tell you guys, it looks really, really cool and interesting, and I've never seen anything. It's kind of like a PS3 game, like an online game, but you are actually doing it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Compared to that,
yeah. And somebody said to me the other day, it was Desperate Housewives meets Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, exactly. Totally. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love this. I mean, I love the idea. You know, and it looks good. So tell me real quick, what's going on at South by Southwest? You guys are pretty much introducing this to the world, or
South by Southwest is our official launch party. We have been in beta for 3-4 months. And Monday, the 14th, thank you. Monday the 14th is our official launch day, and we're celebrating that with the first ever South by Southwest actor meetup. There has, to our knowledge, there's never been an official sponsored event at South by for actors. So we're looking forward to launching our product and also bringing the actor community together. So that they have a place, they have their own place, that they can mingle and talk and meet each other.
Well, I think that alone is a great idea. Last year there was nothing. It was just kind of, you know, just kind of
yeah.
running around trying to
yeah,
steal free beer somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. I had written and directed this feature film a minutes ago and had played a lot of festivals at that time. And I kept bouncing around these festivals and meeting all these actors. And as you said, there was just nothing for them. And so when this idea of being able to host the first South by Southwest actor meetup, I'm just like, wow, that's what we're all about. That's so cool. And we're going to take this initiative further than South by. South by is our first big one, but we've got actor meetups planned tentatively. We don't have the date yet, but we're going to continue this program in L.A. with smaller meetups there and learn more about Beckenfield there and maybe live character creation seminars. So this Beckenfield Actor Meetup initiative is this is just the first.